Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Dark Ritual. This file will take you beyond some of the things that most people are fit to see. If you are sure that you can take it, then you can keep listening for now. It all starts on a simple island, a small village, a wonderful place for a vacation. The weather is, well, not that sunny, but survivable at least, and the island is big enough to explore. In fact, someone in the village has told you about a really cool natural cave. It's on the shore near the rocks, and you can just easily imagine how it would look. The smooth stones worn down by decades of ocean. The entrance to the cave, perhaps almost empty or littered with footsteps of other tourists. Then, of course, the necessity for a flashlight. Because while it is still bright outside, the dark stone tends to reflect poorly. Especially initially, the sounds are what make the cave quite special. The ocean finds its way to intrude upon the secrets of the cave near the edge. The sloshing of waves, the strange sounds of water being caught in little pits. All in all, the cave seemed quite welcoming to your exploration. There are some signs that maybe in the olden days this could have been used for smuggling. There's even some writing on the walls. It's no longer legible, but who knows who wrote it and why. Some wood that had been rotting away for many years is still left in a few corners. And daring, curious, you venture deeper. By now, your flashlight is more than just a luxury. It is a necessity. The walls and ceiling of the cave are no longer shiny and slippery. They are dull and reflect poorly. Sometimes you can see the formation of time itself. Long stalactites slowly dripping from the ceiling, depositing their sediment over so many years. It is becoming a place of mystery. Of course, part of you knows that others have gone here before you, but right now it feels as if you're alone. Going deeper and deeper into this exploration, this adventure. Every step crunching some of the little pebbles beneath your feet. Every movement of your hand, adjusting the light and creating a new display of shadows. There aren't any other paths to follow. The side corridors are too small to really walk through. So until at least you have any doubts that you could find your way back, you can safely, eagerly venture forward. While it feels like getting lost, you know that it's all okay. To your surprise, while the cave was first going slightly upwards, it's going down again. And you have this feeling that you're seeing light in the distance. Your own flashlight's just a pale white light. But in the distance you see some yellowish and blue lights. It is almost as if there is something there. As you get closer, you also hear echoes, voices, singing, perhaps chanting or something else. It is completely natural to slow down and get more focused on what's happening before you. Your footsteps fading away as you walk more carefully. Your eyes drawn to the strange happenings before you. The closer you get, the more you can hear the strange chanting happening, echoing. Coming almost from all directions, even though you know what is causing it. You can see people in robes that are decorated with symbols you've never seen before, moving in a strange rhythm around something circular. The ground has been cleared between them. Candles, lines, tools in the center. It must be some sort of ritual. The chanting has a strange, eerie beauty to it. It is full of focus, dedication, intent. It almost sounds like they're calling out for someone, something. You can't help but stare, focused so deeply on what they're doing that the subtle sound of footsteps behind you was completely lost to you. And the first thing you notice is a sudden, strange pain in your arm as you realize that there was someone there grabbing you and injecting something into your arm. Almost immediately you feel a dull sensation, a sort of tingling oddity spreading from your arm to the rest of your body. You're too surprised to cry out, or maybe already affected in some way. You can almost gather your thoughts enough to realize that you're feeling extremely drowsy right now, so heavy, and every thought takes forever to get anywhere. Were they pulling you closer, pulling your arms and pushing you to the center of this circle? Are you registering at all what is happening as you slowly are too tired to even keep your eyes, dropping deeper and deeper? There is something happening around you. You suddenly feel so deep. And you blink. The drowsiness appears to be gone, but when you look around you, the landscape makes no sense. First, you simply thought that you might have been looking upside down, but no, there's really something floating in the distance. The ground is probably flat, but the rest has angles that makes no sense. The more you look, the less it works together as it should. Some of it looks naturally formed, while other parts of it are almost made. Pillars, steps, strange altars. It is difficult to make sense of it, as every time you adjust yourself, you just can't quite focus on what is happening. The more you try to look at one particular point, the more it seems to shift away with the tiniest movements of your eyes. There's a strange sensation inside of you. It feels like a dream, but your muscles are aching. Your body feels cold against the stone, even though the air around you feels strangely warm and pressing. You are lost. A voice, a certainty, a truth. You cannot escape. There is almost a mocking, challenging you to even try. But as soon as you attempt to move any part of your body, it feels as if the surface you are trying to stand on is shifting beneath your very arms and feet. You are powerless. It is simply stating what it knows to be true, toying with you, feeding on your reaction. Are trapped. You want to run? Where? What direction? Up? Left? Twisting? Losing itself? You're not even sure if the thing that spoke to you is human. There was almost no emotion in it. Almost nothing.
You. Will. Be taken.
You slowly begin to notice strange shapes out of the corner of your eyes, edging closer. Long, pointed, almost like tentacles, but somehow clouded in shadow. It's almost as if the very things that you're trying to see are too horrific for your mind to comprehend. It just cannot watch.
You submit.
That little flare of pride is pure, delicious sensation. For your attacker, your foe, your enemy. And the more you resist, the more you give in, the more you are lost, the more you try to escape. The more those things, those tendrils, those tentacles are edging closer to you. They are trailing your every move, not touching, not stopping you either. They're allowing you to try to run into the directions that make no sense, into the landscapes that appear to twist the very nature of reality itself. Whenever you attempt to move any part of your body, it just feels wrong.
You are prey.
And again, tentacles are so close. You can taste the air of the shadow. You can smell the sickly sweetness of their presence. But they appear to have no texture, no real existence, like holes in space itself. Yet they move, they feel solid. When you try to reach for them or grab them or even push them out of the way, they simply move to tempt you, to tease you, to trap you.
You. Lost.
Suddenly, from all directions, they're capturing you, grabbing you, pulling you. It feels almost as if they're tearing your body apart in a matter of moments, and yet you are still in one piece. They are forcing you open, ripping your clothes off, exposing your very body to the strange environment you are in. You can feel the cold, hot pressure all around you. You can feel the strange, unknown texture of these tentacles forcing their way against your skin. You can know what they're doing, but not understand it. You feel twisted in your very existence, Even though they are not doing anything but holding you, you feel deeply affected by their very presence. They are staying away from any sensitive spots, and they know very well what they're doing. As they take you down, pushing you, holding you, toying with you like a marionette, holding you up, lifting you into the, well, what passes for sky in this realm. You can feel the gaze of something powerful looking at every part of your exposed body, dripping, dropping, drifting helplessly. You. Suddenly the tendrils, the tentacles, the strangely textured presences are invading everywhere, pushing themselves in whatever opening is available at any moment, rubbing back and forth, pressing themselves into and through your very mind. You can feel how their presence flows into you, how they press down deep into your very core, how they penetrate, how they thrust, creating lust, giving you no choice but to surrender to the overwhelming sensation of this monstrosity. Just like the reality around you, their texture appears to shift. Even inside of you, sometimes it feels sharp, other times smooth, ribbed and moving, thick or thin, stretching you almost painfully before suddenly being so sweet and pleasurable, forcing itself upon you with every moment. You. Obey. Their assault continues relentlessly, forcing you up and down, in and out, twisting the very nature of your mind. It is difficult to determine how long, how much time, seconds, minutes, hours, it just continues. It continues until there is nothing left of you. It pushes deep, it pulls even deeper. It thrusts with force and it pulls with kindness. It twists your thought and melts your mind. Pleasure and pain, pure, intense, wonderfully overwhelming, complete with a simple word. Come. Echoes, your own moans muffled by tentacles placed in your mouth, still echo in this realm, And the more you come, the more you feel those echoes coming back to you, as if this very realm is a reflection of your mind breaking into a million pieces, each one of them having a separate orgasm, each one of them being taken, controlled, forcefully penetrated, pulled, manipulated, brainwashed into helpless submission. Time means nothing in a place like this, even though it just feels like minutes. It has been days in this reality. Your body keeps being fed with force, penetrated, thrusted, moved, pulled, spread, bent over, and then spread out again. The stone beneath you is cold. The light has faded. You pass out and have no concept of how long trapped in that world. You vaguely remember waking up in that cave. The cold stone against your cheek. Sore muscles. You can still hear the voice sometimes, teasing you, tempting you to return. Part of you knows that there is no escape. To you, this might seem like a simple story, a dark fairy tale, perhaps. Feel free to believe that. You know the truth deep inside. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, ten, wake. I warned you, but did you listen? Apparently you did.
You
did. I wonder how long you'll carry it with you. If you'll ever escape at all.